So the last time we talked about Amazon and healthcare, we were talking about how they were collaborating with two other big companies and they were looking to get into the healthcare industry. Today, I want to revisit that and see where they're at, what they've been doing, what the media has been reporting essentially. We're kind of checking in because this is exciting stuff and we want to know when the big changes are going to happen. So here's what we know so far. The company is already selling medical supplies and equipment to clinics and hospitals, and it is looking to build out that business, as CNBC reported. Amazon forged key partnerships years ago with some of the largest US distributors like Cardinal Health, and it has applied for the necessary state-by-state licenses. So we talked about that something like 10 episodes ago. They're selling generic products at very competitive rates right now, equivalent to Walmart's generic brand Equate, which is, and everyone here knows what Walmart is. Their prices are pretty much unbeatable, but Amazon is at least matching that, so that's very promising already. Its cloud business, AWS, is pitching its services to healthcare customers and competing head-on with Microsoft Azure and Alphabet's Google Cloud. It recently put out a job listing for an employee to network with top health investors in a bid to build relationships with health startups early in their life cycle. This is pretty new information for me and for the show in general. We've never talked about this. The cloud is something that is so far underutilized in the healthcare industry, and it's interesting to see Amazon try to merge those two together. The reason why it's underused probably is because of patient confidentiality and the risk of it being breached or hacked into. So if Amazon can tackle that, I can see huge potential in our industry. Another thing that we know is the reason why they were partnering with JP Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway, as I mentioned before, it has to do with tackling the problem of rising employee health benefit costs. They're looking to rethink healthcare for their 1.2 million combined workers. The search for a CEO to lead that effort is still underway. Now, the next point I'm sure a lot of you guys have some knowledge on already, which is Alexa. Amazon sees the potential to not only bring voice technology to homes, but also in hospital and clinics. So it's partnered with Merck for a, quote, challenge to inspire Alexa developers to create skills to help people with diabetes manage their conditions. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Amazon is also looking to hospitals across the country to expand and experiment with Alexa for things like helping surgeons create checklists or sharing vital, important information with patients once they get discharged. So let's go into things that we don't know for sure, but we are postulating that they're doing behind the scenes. Amazon is poised to do something big in the pharmacy space, which is where I'm from. This is very exciting for me. It now has more than 24 people exploring opportunities, according to a recent report, which sources say is a separate initiative from its partnership with Berkshire and JP Morgan. Amazon is positioning itself to shake up the experience of care and how it's delivered. CNBC reported that it's hired Martin Levine, one of the top physicians at an innovative primary care group called Eora Health, and it secretly convened a meeting with some of the top thinkers in that space. So that point is super vague. What is experience of care and how it's delivered? No one really knows, but if we look at Amazon's track record, it did reinvent the way we purchase things, which is in effect how we experience the interaction with a vendor. They completely innovated that. So it's exciting to see what they can do in our space, how a physician delivers care. If they can make that digitized or digitalized, that would be amazing. Amazon's VP has spent a good deal of time thinking about the problem of aging, specifically on how tech can help. In a rare public appearance, he spoke at a conference about loneliness despite the rise in technology designed for the home. Presumably, Alexa could help with that, although it would need to be redesigned to appeal to an older demographic. So it's something that I've touched on in like 20 episodes ago about how loneliness really plagues the health and specifically mental health of the aging population, the seniors. So Alexa has already infiltrated a lot of the homes of the younger population. It hasn't taken the place of a friend yet, but it's not to say that it's not possible. The technology is certainly there. The software might need some, you know, tweaking, but it's not inconceivable to think that seniors can benefit from having a device there that they can at least talk to. Now, with big aspirations like this, it's bound to attract a lot of criticism and a lot of opinions. So let's look at what some of these experts and key opinion leaders think about this. Two former Amazon execs who now work in healthcare told to CNBC that there isn't much that the company would be, quote, afraid to do. Healthcare might be highly regulated and complicated, but that wouldn't stop a company that once set an agenda to digitize every book in print. Quote, every industry has thought that Amazon wouldn't disrupt them, said Curtis Coffin, ex-director at Amazon, who now works at Blue Cross. He's actually now the senior vice president there at Primera Blue Cross, which is a private health insurance company. Now, on the flip side, some health execs think that Amazon won't do much as it learns about the complexities. As Walgreens CEO Stefano Pessina stressed on a recent earnings call with investors, Amazon has, quote, opportunities around the world and in other categories, which are much, much simpler than healthcare, which is a very regulated business. So this is completely the opposite of what the last exec said. So this really shows the division that this has caused in the healthcare industry. Some people are really, really looking forward to Amazon disrupting this industry because healthcare, dare I say, is outdated, and an innovative company like Amazon can really help our industry just sort of catch up with the rest of the world and, you know, utilize the tech and software that's available in 2018. Other stakeholders are not so optimistic. They are almost threatened in a sense, and there's good reason to be, because Amazon can really threaten the livelihood of a lot of these businesses like Walgreens, and which is probably why Walgreens CEO is not very optimistic about it. And it's true as well. It's not like they don't have a point. It's not like they're making up reasons why Amazon can't make a dent in the industry. It's true that healthcare is not a place that you can just walk in and just disrupt. There are a lot of regulations. You're dealing with a lot of personal information of a lot of people, and it's very intimidating. The barrier to entry is extremely high. But like some other experts say, what's realistic is that Amazon will at least attempt to get into healthcare on multiple fronts, and it will be more successful in some areas than others. And you already see evidence of that because Amazon is hiring experts in a broad range of areas like biopharma, primary care, health insurance, other sectors. So you're seeing evidence of that already. I'm sure Amazon knows that some of those places that they're trying to hit will not be successful. It will be met with too much resistance. But if even one of those points is a success, then the industry is changed forever. So that's what Amazon's been doing to the healthcare industry. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see what's to come, you know, in 5 or 10 years, how we will deliver healthcare, how people will get their meds, how people will get educated on their diseases, you know, what Alexa can do. That's so incredibly exciting, and I'm very optimistic about this. So I hope you enjoyed this update. Tune in tomorrow for another episode. Don't forget to check out rogerfarmd.com to get to know me, to check out the community, and to suggest topics for the show. Thanks. See ya.